Dave, how are you? It's great to be on to East Coast FM to chat to you about tomorrow night's episode of First Dates Ireland on RT2.
Not only are you back, but life is back to some level of normality finally. The last time you and I spoke, we were in the middle of a pandemic and you were in the middle of pulling with my parents.
I was indeed, Dave. Yes. Great crack. Great experience. Great. It's a bit different than the one this Thursday night. First Dates Ireland. This is a proper blind date, which I didn't really have a clue about. So First Dates Ireland, it's a great show and I'm just so looking forward to it now.
Both shows, I have to say, I enjoy watching, Pulling With My Parents and First Dates Ireland, just from an entertainment point of view. But again, you really need cojones, I think, and Leroy D, and I'm trying to be as polite as I can here, to go on shows like this, and no better buchel than Camolan's DJ Keno, I think. What possessed you to decide, I'm going to take this one step further and go for First Dates Ireland without the help of Ma and Da?
Well, look, Dave, listen, literally, I just seen it online there early last year after the other show. And I just said, look, I'll just apply for it and see what happens. Just got called back a few weeks later for an interview. And then a few weeks after the interview, then I got shouted for a date. And it was filmed back in August last year. So it was kind of summery vibes. You could wear the shorts and the shirt going up to the Gibson Hotel in Dublin. The staff were phenomenal up there and the crew. So, I just got it into my head. Look, I'll just apply for the show, see what happens.
The girl that we will see you on the date with is, according to my secret sources, Ellie from Limerick. Is that right?
Yes, that's Ellie from Limerick. Yeah, stunning girl. Absolutely amazing. Yes.
And can you tell me anything more about the date? Come on now.
I can't really give anything too much away, to be honest. I could just say, like, the cameras weren't really on top of us on the date. They were behind the date. They were just hidden and stuff. So I thought, like, the date would be more relaxed, more chilled, and we could just have the crack and have the laugh, really. I can't really give too much away on the date, Dave, and the outcome of it, really. So you may just wait and find out, I suppose.
You're a big tease. I'm not accepting I can't tell you anything about the date for this question, right? Tell me this much.
Right.
What did you have to eat?
What we had to eat was we had the main course and dessert. So for the main, we had, like, a chicken supreme.
Oh, lovely.
It was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
And then for the dessert, then we had like a raspberry, I think it was like a strawberry heart or something like that, raspberry heart. It was amazing, really.
There's an exclusive. Nobody else has broken that news. We now know over 24 hours in advance of the show what Keane had on his first date. Nice to know as well, you mentioned the cameras, that they're not in your face, because I think we've had film crews in and out of East Coast over the years, and doing radio is one thing, doing TV is something entirely different. I've dabbled in it, but it always throws me slightly when there's a TV camera in my face. You're trying to be yourself, but you almost can't be because of this machine in front of you.
Absolutely. Like, I thought I felt like more kind of relaxed because the way, like, the cameras were kind of hidden on the day, like, they actually weren't on top of you. So I thought that was more kind of chill, and I took away the nerves a bit, if you get me. So It was really, really enjoyable.
Biffy, Bray Institute of Further Education. You completed the course there since we last spoke as well, didn't you?
Yes, Dave. So, like, since we last spoke, and I completed the DJ Techniques and Music Production course in Biffy. It was an amazing experience, amazing course with Doug Cooney and Sunil Sharp. It was a fantastic course. It was kind of during the pandemic, so we couldn't really get up much during the week, but I thought it was just a phenomenal course, and the two tutors from the course were just amazing, showing us different techniques of how to DJ and just learning the basics of music production and stuff. So I'll always look back on that, and I'll always thank the lads up there in Bray, because they're phenomenal, and I really, really enjoyed it, really did.
Stunning setup, and I'm delighted to say East Coast will be broadcasting live for Bray Institute of Further Education's open day this year, because they're back in action, thankfully, in person on the 8th of March. Declan Meehan and the Morning Show team will be there. Are you back gigging?
Yes, Dave. So I'm actually back fully gigging now, really. I actually had my last, the first gig I had back there was last week. It was actually up in Wicklow, Ockram, actually.
You couldn't be in a nicer spot. Where in Ockram?
I was in the Brook Lodge, Dave, yes. For a wedding. It was phenomenal, really.
I did a wedding there about 20 years ago.
It's absolutely class. So I'm literally fully back now with gigs coming in, really fully booked up for the summer as well. And I have a mate of mine called Ashton Morris. He's helped me along the way. So, and also, I just want to say, my local pub down here, Jack's Tavern in Camolan, County Wexford, they're actually showing the episode tomorrow night on the big screen.
Ah, look it.
It's going to be great, really is.
We can't wait to see you too.
Thanks so much for bringing me on here today to chat to you.
And the next time, we hope, if everything goes according to COVID plan, you'll be sitting in front of me in this studio for our next chat. DJ Keno,
oh,
thanks a million.
Fingers crossed, Dave. I'd actually love to go up there because the dream is to get on, be on radio. So thanks so much, Dave. All the best. Bye-bye.